This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, buddy, hour three, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're surviving the storms out there, staying dry. It is your home of the Cowboys, home of your World Series champion, Texas Rangers. And we are now just 1 week from opening day. Very exciting here. We'll be out there with you. Come on by the broadcast position out there in center field. Say hi, just like we did all last year through game one of the World Series. Top 10's coming up at 4:20. Looks like Wolchuk's going to dominate this entire hour for us now that I look at it.
Holy
top 10.
Crap.
Here he is with your bases trip.
All right, let's party. Let's go around the bases. We did have more action today in Seoul, Korea, as it was the Padres evening up their series, now 1-1 with a victory 15-11. They ended up beating the Dodgers, and they got off to a great start as Yoshinobu Yamamoto lasted just one inning in L.A. for the Dodgers in his debut after signing a 12-year, $325 million contract. He gave up 5 runs in that loss. The 25-year-old righty trailed 2-0 after 9 pitches, needed 43 pitches to get 3 outs, leaving with a 45 ERA. So not
how would you
a,
translate his start?
Not good. I would say pretty piss poor.
Okay.
Yeah, would be the way to go there. It was a struggle. But, hey, it's just one start. Allowed 4 hits, walked 1, hit a batter, threw a wild pitch.
Wolchuk texted me and said, man, watching Yamamoto right now is like listening to Krusty's Corner half the time.
I asked you to leave that private, damn it.
Just a lot going
on. I'm like, why are you texting me at 5 in the morning? I'm like, oh, yeah,
confession.
Yamamoto's getting the debut start.
Just a lot going on. Man, a lot not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Just at the NICU, chilling with Liza, getting her into baseball, you know, girl dad stuff.
What the heck, man? When we saw Yamamoto at spring training, it looked like he was well on his way to being the greatest pitcher of all time.
Well, now he's slumping, and we got to figure out how to bust that.
Man.
Maybe needs an air mattress.
Now, it could be an air mattress situation. Mattress. I don't know why I said it like that. But it also could be, hey, maybe he's having an issue with the Shohei Ohtani stuff, too.
Speaking of mattress.
This is in their head.
Did you like interviewing Mattress Mac that time?
No, I didn't enjoy that.
That was a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Did you kind of want to take a swing at him?
Yes.
I could see why the Phillies fan wanted to.
Yeah.
You know, he's just, you know, if you're going to be an interview guest, that's fine, but play along. Don't just be the rich guy who's like, yeah, I'm rich. I have all the answers. But you don't know
teeth.
That? No, idiot. You know, no, Mattress Mac sucked.
Really good teeth, though, on that guy.
Yeah.
But that was about it. I think I'd rather have, who's your favorite agent?
It was almost like he was offended that we didn't know all of the details of his gambles.
Oh.
Like you don't follow him along. Oh, what? You don't know this? I'm like, dude, you're a freaking mattress guy from Houston, right? Good. You grew up here. Cool. What else can we find out about you? Because I don't know Jack other than you make huge bets on the Astros.
We don't live in Houston. We don't cover you all the
time.
And
you and Rex Ryan have the same teeth guy. Yeah. Awesome.
And Lee Steinberg. I think they all went to the same place. Now, Shohei declined to comment on his interpreter scandal, and the team did as well as they stayed quiet today post-game after the firing of Ipe Mizuhara, who was the interpreter, and we had the whole story yesterday. We broke it down. Mizuhara has since contradicted himself when it comes to Ohtani's financial involvement. He first claimed in an interview with ESPN that Ohtani agreed to pay off his gambling debts. Then he changed course, saying Ohtani had no knowledge of the situation, did not make transfers to the bookmaker's associate. Bookmaker has claimed he never met or spoke with Ohtani. There's no reason at this point in time to believe that Ohtani partook in any wrongdoing, and Major League Baseball is not currently investigating Shohei Ohtani. So we'll see where this
goes.
That's how
I know they're in on the cover up. That's perhaps more suspicious
baseball
than anything. Yeah, that's the Rob Manfred. We're going to cover this up. We're going to help you. Let's just move on so we can protect. You know, we're not interested in enforcing any ethics or rules.
Big market.
I don't think he really did anything wrong, but the idea that maybe Ohtani was making those bets and his best friend covered for him or was making the bets for him and therefore had access to his checking account is even more realistic than when we talked about this a couple of hours ago, just as it's settling in.
Yeah.
Can't rule out anything, but man, that seems like a healthy probability now.
There's a lot
of
weird stuff going on.
Yeah, Jeff Passan was on the McAfee show, and he said that when they were in the dugout yesterday, Ohtani knew that there was gambling involved with his guy eBay. And at some point yesterday, the story changed, as we mentioned, and the statement was then that it was a theft situation. But what happened during that time is we don't know yet. Why did the story start one way and then become something completely different?
They're worried that they got his name on some of these betting slips or something. There's something going on here. They don't know. I mean, that's to me. I mean, that's why they would. I think they're really, really worried that more is going to come out from this.
Yeah.
And to pivot from that.
Yeah. You know, especially in California, where maybe the climate's a little bit different than the rest of the country because they have also banned gambling. Yeah. You know, so maybe it's not looked at as, come on, what are we doing here? Like, even the NFL that suspended Calvin Ridley and a couple of other guys is like, we got to look at this so we're not so punitive for guys just making bets. Like, just making bets on other sports should not be against anybody's rules at this point in America.
If you're Major League Baseball, that Asian market is so huge.
Ooh, I like this angle.
That you're talking, I mean, hundreds of millions of dollars, maybe billions of dollars.
Look, I mean, you're opening up your season
Yeah, exactly. And the fact that Ohtani, you know, whether you like it or not, those jerseys, they sell. And he's kind of the face of baseball, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm. For me, right, Corey Seager, but yes, I understand.
Yeah, but you understand where I'm going at right now? And he's at a city that...
Well, going into the offseason, he was literally the topic of conversation. We had writers that were angry that he was delaying signing and not wanting to talk or teams to talk about the negotiations at all, because that was the topic, and they couldn't get any information to write about it.
Right. So to me, I think Major League Baseball, they see... This is very similar to what I think... Remember what Daryl Morais was talking about? Some of the comments he made in China about China, and they walk that back. The NBA walked that all back because they do a lot of business with China.
That's a good point.
So I think they're protecting this guy.
Well, latest Ranger rumor, and if you miss it, the Rangers did make a signing. Happened late last night. They brought in Michael Lorenzen, who is last year he split time with both the Tigers and the Phillies. He did represent Detroit in the All-Star game. And then in his first game with the Phillies, in his home debut, he pitched one of the 4-0 hitters in 2023. So he had himself a good year last year. I mean, Gavin talked about it. He pitched career-high 153 innings last year, but he did fade down the stretch. His last nine appearances with the Phillies, his ERA was over 8. And then he spent the last couple of weeks of the season pitching in relief. So he's a guy that's going to take some time to get ready, of course, as we are just a week away from opening day. And you can hear that on your home of the World Series champs, 105.3 The Fan. We're going to be out there at the Globe for that. It's going to be an amazing day. But eventually it'll be interesting. Does he end up maybe taking Cody Bradford's spot as the fifth starter? Does he end up being a long reliever bullpen option? And then if somebody gets hurt, he slides in so you're not forced to go with an Adrian Sampson or a Jack Leiter. Mm-hmm. But Michael Lorenzen on a one-year, $4.5 million deal for the starting pitcher market, it's a great deal for Chris Young. This is a guy that has just struggled with consistency, but has given some great starts, but also some very poor ones. And maybe Mike Maddux is the answer to that.
Yeah, you just need one of these guys or a few of these guys to get hot for certain segments of the season, like you saw at times last year, especially in the bullpen. You know, like who can give us a month of good work as we try and just get closer and closer to the time where you get some of your horses back. But this dude is, I mean, seeing some photos of him, he's going to give Adolis Garcia some run for his money when it comes to the gun show. Holy smokes, dude. This has to be the most jacked pitcher in baseball right now.
Yeah, he's huge. I mean, the dude also played, I think he played center field and pitched in college. So he is a freak athlete, this guy.
Looks like it.
And he's got the long hair. I knew you'd like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. He does have the long hair.
He's got the long locks. Jordan Montgomery has reopened conversations with the New York Yankees. as they're dealing with the Gerrit Cole injury. So they're talking again with Monty. Spent his first 5-plus years of his big league career with the Yankees before they traded him to the Cardinals, and the Cardinals then traded him, of course, to the Rangers. But I think the Monty stuff is probably a done deal with the Lorenzen signing and the Rangers, unless there is an unforeseen injury and the Rangers are feeling desperate. But maybe Jordan Montgomery ends up finding a home back in New York with the Yankees, which would be sad to see. I mean, he's forever our World Series champ, and we love you, Monty.
We do. You know, and I guess the good news is, you know, if they are open to trading him in the future, maybe you can trade back for him when it makes sense. But ultimately, unless he signs for super cheap, I'm going to consider this a victory and a sign that our front office can separate emotion from fact. And it's easy when a team is winning or a player is performing well to assume they've had a breakthrough. That's what the emotion wants you to do and believe in them, especially a guy that's been such a hero for you. But CY is shrewd, and he's calculated, and he's smart, and he's not going to make a millions and millions of dollar mistake on this guy. So if he signs with the Yankees and they give him big compensation and push their luxury tax even higher and higher, I think this will be nothing but a blessing. And maybe he comes back to the Rangers and Yankees pick up a big portion of the salary in the future.
I could be.
I do just wish that they could have found a way. It's like, if Monty's not going to be your guy, is there some middle point between what Monty was going to be trying to do financially and what you just got with Lorenzen, where you're just Hail Mary before the season starts, we need somebody? Was there somebody in the financial in-between there that you could have gone to solidify this thing earlier in free agency?
And I think they did with Tyler Mahle. Unfortunately, he's just not ready to go at the start of the season. But you're right. I mean, they did that last year with Nathan Eovaldi. Maybe there was kind of a middle-tier starting pitcher that they could have gotten that would have been a little bit, you would have been just a little more pumped, a little bit more sure, has a little bit more, okay, consistency here than what you're going to deal with Michael Lorenzen. Kamar Rocker, good news on him. He threw off a mound. He was just one half inning, but it was the first time in 10 months that he's done that. So it wasn't a ton of work, but it's good news that Kamar Rocker is rocking with his recovery, and he still doesn't know when he's going to pitch in a game. He doesn't need to know what else is on the calendar for him. He said there's still a lot of boxes he needs to check. He's going to throw another 15 pitches, all fastballs, tomorrow. Next week, he should repeat the same steps, only on a full-size mound. Then he's going to add more pitches. Then he's going to throw breaking balls. Finally, he's going to face hitters. So the typical rehab for the elbow surgery that Kamar Rocker had is about 12 to 15 months. So it's likely midsummer before he gets into a game, is what the Rangers are kind of reporting. And I know Evan Grant wrote a piece about that today as well. But, hey, that's exciting. At least Kamar Rocker, it's the first thing we've really heard about him.
Top five talent. You know, he was actually drafted the year before the Rangers got him significantly higher.
Yeah. He was by the Mets, 10th overall.
Wasn't signed. So, yeah, I do think Kamar Rocker now has the best chance to be a great pitcher out of Vanderbilt for the Rangers.
He was looking fantastic. That elbow surgery, the injury that he had, really stunk. Because Boach, I really think he would have been one of those options they would have called up, and he would have helped out in a bullpen part there.
Calendar-wise, when could he start pitching?
They said midsummer.
Okay.
Midsummer probably is when he might have game stuff.
Dawson, did he do that flap thing we were talking about? Do you remember?
I didn't know. The double Tommy John?
The double Tommy John,
I'll look into that.
Okay. I'm sorry. I should have done that myself.
No, you're all good. Now, it's also something, I saw this from the morning news. This was from our buddy Sean McFarland. But the Rangers farm system right now is very unique with how deep and talented it is compared to other reigning World Series champions. And Chris Young said, I remember hearing it from how their plan was to win and win really soon. I don't think any outsiders envisioned it'd be this soon, because the Rangers are ahead of schedule. Like, going into last year, we thought, okay, maybe they can be a playoff team. We didn't think that they'd be a World Series championship team, but they didn't end up having to have Wyatt Langford contribute, Jack Leiter contribute. Sure, Evan Carter came up, gave him something, but you didn't get anything from Davis Wenzel, Justin Foscue, some of these guys that you've got in the pipeline, even a Cole Wynn. You did end up trading a Cole Reagans, but their farm looks really, really good, and their prospects are absolutely fantastic right now. So the Rangers do, when you look at this, are amongst one of the best teams in baseball, that they can add a shot in the arm during the season if they want to bring somebody up like they did last year with Evan Carter.
A couple shots.
But they also have guys like Tekoa Roby, Thomas Seguis, Luis Angel Acuña that they traded already. But man, they've got guys that they can go ahead and move like they did last year at the deadline if indeed they want to add any help. We didn't even mention Brock Porter. You know, that's another name that they've got as well. So Rangers farm looks really good as they're looking to do and become the first team since the New York Yankees in 1999-2000 to repeat. And that would be an absolute dream. Yankees did it from 98 to 2000. Before that, you'd have to go to the Blue Jays from 92 to 93. The Yankees again in the 70s, the Reds before them, the A's before that, the Yankees then did it again in the 60s. So it's tough to repeat, but the Rangers certainly, when you add the youth and the veterans and the lineup that they've got an opportunity to do it as good as anybody, baby. Let's run it back.
It's storybook. You know, anybody that was around in the late 90s remember the Rangers getting swept by the Yankees three straight in the late 90s. You make the playoffs, you get swept by the Yankees. It was devastating. Imagine the power of the story coming full circle as you do what only the Yankees have done in the last 25 years this season. I'm expecting that, Brian. I don't think that's homerism. I think that's just an objective reality here when it comes to baseball.
Like what you're saying.
Kumar Rocker, he did have the surgery by the official team physician, Keith Meister, and it was inside the window of when he started doing, you know, which is a reinforced Tommy John.
Yeah.
We had that story in the morning news a couple of weeks ago, and Keith was like, yeah, I've been doing these Tommy Johns for a long time, but I noticed another guy who was doing an infielder's version of the Tommy John where we just re-anchored the ligament to the bone there in the forearm elbow area. And all Keith had been doing was remeshing together the ligament. So he's doing both of those now for pitchers that need it. I don't imagine Kumar Rocker would turn this down considering Keith has done over 300 now with only three fails. Well, 1% failure rate now on this. So it's not like, hey, you get one Tommy John, here comes your second 5 or 6 years down the line. So far, Keith's, you know, double brace Tommy John or whatever he's named it is the truth. And maybe the surgery we've needed all along. Thank you, Wolchuk.
Thank you.
Proper round tripper here on your home of the Rangers. Top 10's coming up next. What's the subject?
Yeah, let's do a March Madness style list here. 10 greatest Cinderella teams in NCAA tournament history. What's the one you remember the most? That's next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. Mixed Bags coming up at 4:40. Top 10 right now. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels 214-817-333-3333. Jump online to truckwreck.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Here he is, Zach with an H. You're Wooly Bully.
Oh, how are we feeling about your brackets? I know that's Brian's favorite topic conversation, but it's March Madness, baby, on a rainy Thursday here in the DFW. Hopefully everybody's safe out there. Top 10 greatest Cinderella teams in the history of March Madness.
Villanova, 84, 85, 3?
I don't know. I wasn't alive then, but it's possible.
I think it was 83.
Raleigh-Massimino. Raleigh Massimino.
Oh, Raleigh. Gosh, why didn't you just say Raleigh?
Raleigh Massimino.
I don't know exactly.
What year was that? Villanova about. 80 something.
85. I don't know,
they're not.
It's 85?
Maybe yeah. They weren't considered a Cinderella. They ain't in the top 10.
They were a number eight
Georgetown.
Seed.
Georgetown.
They're not in the top 10. Maybe that was a big upset, but in terms of a Cinderella, they are not in this top 10.
North Carolina State beating Houston.
Yeah, that's that was one. 1983.
Yeah, absolutely. North Carolina did beat Wagner today, 90-62. Baycott doing his thing, 20-15. UNC was my pick to click to win this thing. I don't know if that'll work, but Tom Izzo continues to be dominant in the tournament, 69-51. The Michigan State Spartans get the win over Mississippi State. Zona holds off Long Beach State, 85-65. Long Beach State, man, that was a fun storyline. For a little while, they were hanging in there. Creighton, they pull away from Akron, 77-60. Duquesne gets a 71-67 win, though, over BYU. Pretty incredible there from that Duquesne team. They are absolutely on fire as they went on that run to win the tournament.
And I never heard of them either. That's crazy.
I know.
Duquesne?
Duquesne.
Man, everybody's getting in these days.
It's nuts, man. I mean, I think that this is a first for them.
1977 on them, right?
Yeah, currently Illinois is beating the crap out of Morehead State, which is unfortunate. Boo. My alma mater, 81-58. 44-34, Oregon's up on South Carolina. Nevada, the Wolfpack are up on Dayton. This is going to ruin my bracket, Brian. 30-25. Mm-hmm. I need the Flyers to start getting it going. Texas is going to tip off here in a little bit. They're taking on Colorado State. Kentucky's going to play Oakland here in a little bit.
Do you have Oregon over South Carolina?
I think I might have taken Oregon. I'd have to look at my bracket. I really don't know.
There you go.
I don't know.
No, you're rocking with the Gamecocks.
I'm going Gamecock?
You texted me that.
Yeah.
I did? Okay. Thank you very much for reminding me. Right? I need somebody to be on top of it for me. I haven't gotten any sleep. And Texas Tech's playing tonight against NC State. That's a big one in the Wolchuk household, of course.
The Pack.
We're pulling for our Red Raiders here, taking on NC State. That'll be fun.
Now, we got a bunch of folks out there on the Franklin Frankel injury attorney's text line that are insisting it's pronounced Duquesne. It's not pronounced
That's
that way.
That's not right.
Listen, guys, we deal with this all the time.
Yeah,
we work in sports radio. Okay, leave this thing to the experts.
Yeah, it's Duquesne.
Yeah.
Yeah, the S is a little bit silent.
You know, just hear me out here, all right? Mm-hmm. I went to school in that area.
Yeah, Pittsburgh.
Yes, and I know Pittsburgh very well.
You do? Right?
Those sandwiches with the fries on them, I'm an expert.
Bermini Brothers, right?
So when I say that it's Duquesne, don't fact check me.
Yeah.
All right? You go ahead and you take that
somewhere
else.
Don't watchdog me, yeah.
Don't you watchdog me when I'm saying Duquesne.
Yeah.
All right? It's not a big deal. Duke freshman Caleb Foster is going to miss the NCAA tournament. He's hurt. Duke's taking on the 13th seed Vermont tomorrow. So you might have time to get in there and tweak that. Do you guys think this helps Vermont? Maybe they can be your Cinderella this year, the 13th seed Vermont.
I wouldn't put it past them, Wolchuk. Not the best team, but not the worst I've ever seen.
Yeah. Man, people
the syrup's the best out of Vermont.
People are really upset telling me that it's not Duquesne. Like, what the hell? You guys need to take a chill pill.
I think the Tolos are in on a bit to try to get you.
And you're not going to butt crack up.
They're close. Yeah. No. Yeah. Don't you tell me it's not Duquesne.
No, trust your sports gut.
All right, let's get to the top 10 greatest Cinderella teams in tournament history. I go to the Pimp Cup, Lucius Alexander. I don't know if you have a list of this, but as a young laddie growing up and watching the tourney, do you remember a Cinderella that stands out to you?
Nah, I don't. I'm here to learn this segment. Okay. And load podcast.
All good, bro. I appreciate you. Just know I love you, and you're always a part. If you have anything, you jump on in.
Writing headlines too. Okay. Coming up with clever headlines.
Oh, is
yeah, right. Nah, I steal them from Carter. I do. I swear to God.
Carter got us some good luck last night at the Stars game. Big time win for the Stars last night as well. 5-2.
Thank you for all your hard work, Carter.
Carter, you did awesome
at the Stars game last night.
That pass that you made to Tyler Seguin was outstanding. I mean, it was absolutely delicious. Man, now we've got Chris Beam. Chris Beam's trying to text me right now, the Beamer.
Why?
From the Cowboys.
Is he telling you about how to pronounce Duquesne?
Wow, name drop much.
He said it's pronounced Duquesne. I'm like, dude, again.
Wait, Chris is in on the bit too?
We have another guy that doesn't know that it's Duquesne.
Wolchuk cannot be ball sacked, boys and girls.
Duquesne.
Okay, move on. Pick on somebody else.
Talk to the AD there.
I think maybe it was originally Duquesne, a French word, like in the early days, maybe the 19th century, and then they changed long ago.
Yeah, I talked with the head bishop over there at Duquesne. And he told me that that was the initial pronunciation, but because people were having such issues, they decided to go with Duquesne. So yeah. Sorry if I'm going with the former posh pronunciation.
Posh.
Why don't you guys get a little bit more red before you text into this show?
Well, Chuck, never apologize for being right. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if there is an issue
here, I did watch
here,
Saltburn.
It's in us appropriating the French language for our American, you know, preferences.
I mean, who the hell do we think we are? Columbus?
Right.
This is ridiculous. Yeah. All right, let's get to number 10 on the greatest Cinderella teams in NCAA history. 1990. You remember this, Brian? Loyola Marymount.
Oh.
No Cinderella story pulls at the heartstrings quite like this one. The Lions had an offense that had put up video game type numbers the year before by averaging over 122 points per game. I am not getting ball sacked. That is real.
Is that Paul Westhead coaching that?
Paul button? Westhead loves to run a lightning quick offense. Now, Paul Westhead.
Laker guy.
Yes. And Winning Time. I learned all about Westhead, baby.
Yeah.
And yeah, former Lakers coach won the championship there. And then, of course, he got fired.
Yeah, he did get fired.
And who took over? Pat Riley. Unfortunately, Hank Gathers, one of the Lions' top scorers and team leaders, collapsed on the floor against Portland
failure.
In the semis.
Yeah.
He did pass away a couple hours later from a rare heart disorder.
Yeah.
Rest of the conference tournament was canceled. Loyola Marymount was awarded the automatic bid to the NCAA tournament. Playing with heavy hearts, Lions made an incredible run. They disposed of New Mexico State, Michigan, Alabama, earned a trip to the Elite Eight, where they were put out by UNLV, but the guts and moxie of this squad cannot be overstated as they come in at number 10.
Number 10.
Number 9, St. Peter's.
Ah.
So you don't love the St. Peter's story of 2022. Those Peacocks, man. They knocked off number 2, Kentucky, as a 15 seed, and they proved that this was not a flash in the pan. They defeated Murray State and Purdue to reach the Elite Eight before the North Carolina Tar Heels ended St. Pete's magical run. But St. Peter's, I kept saying St. Pete's. That one I was wrong. I apologize. It is St. Peter's. It's not St. Pete's.
Yeah.
But don't you come at me about Duquesne.
Are they still coming after you?
Yeah, of course. I mean, this thing is blowing up. It's
must have struck a nerve. I mean, I haven't seen it like this since you were talking about Italian food a couple of days ago.
I know. I had to call into Sean and RJ this morning to give them an update on what exactly was happening with that.
Yeah.
Number 8, 2013 Wichita State.
The Shockers.
The Shockers. Number 9 seed makes the NCAA championship game. That is what the Shockers did. Received an at-large bid into the big dance after they lost to Creighton in the MVS title game. Led by head coach Greg Marshall, future NBA star Fred Van Vliet, the Shockers beat Pitt, Zaga, LaSalle, and Ohio State, knocked out by Louisville eventually. But an incredible run by the Shockers in 2013.
I have a bit of a shocker situation brewing in my house right now as my almost 3-year-old is trying to learn to do the peace sign, but she keeps that pinky up every single time. I can't get her to put it down.
What the hell?
Because the oldest, the almost 4-year-old has got the peace sign thing down. She thinks she's so cool. So the almost 3-year-old is trying to do it as well. She thinks she's cool. My wife keeps sending me pictures of her thinking she's doing the peace sign, and she's just doing the shocker situation.
Two in the pink, one in the stink.
I'm like, honey, put your pinky down.
That is hilarious. Gosh, I love him. Is it Maya?
It's Julesy.
Julesy?
Yeah, Maya's got the...
Hey, Josie.
She's almost 4. She's got the peace sign
Josie,
down.
Josie, hey. Now, Maya's got it down, so Julesy's doing this. Golly. Number 7, 2008 Davidson. Do I need to go into detail about what
they
did?
This is the one that comes to mind for me. This is when we were all introduced to Steph Curry.
Yes, this was the Steph Curry coming out party. They make it to the Elite Eight. They were unbelievable.
Dude.
They upset wins over Gonzaga, Georgetown, Wisconsin, back when Georgetown was good.
And they almost beat Kansas.
They did.
And Kansas went on to win the whole dang thing.
Yep, they did. I think, was that the Mario Chalmers year?
That was the Mario Chalmers year, Walt Chuck.
2008 Kansas was their favorite Cinderella.
I don't think they could be considered
Miracles,
Cinderella.
Was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I think number 1, UConn this year might be my favorite Cinderella. Gosh, that team is so unpredictable.
Well,
yeah.
UConn won a championship here at AT&T.
They did, Shabazz Napier.
And that's when they had to go through the Big East tournament, and they were playing on Thursday.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
2011 Butler comes in at number 6. That was a hell of a run. It was a special year. A Bulldog squad
That's
knocked
Brad
out
Stevens?
Fellow Cinderella VCU in the Final Four. Yes, it was Brad Stevens.
Oh, we had a double. It was a Cinderella off.
It was a Cinderella off. And then, of course, Stevens left. Went to
Boston.
Five is 2011 VCU. Right, so both they're taking on each other. This is before Shaka had hair.
Oh,
he was still bald here.
Okay,
but 2011, they were darlings of the tournament. They defeated USC, Georgetown, Purdue, FSU, even Kansas. Those five straight wins allowed VCU to make their first ever Final Four appearance. A remarkable team. Number four is 1988 Richmond. Can you tell me about
the Spiders?
Them, Ryan?
The Spiders beat Virginia that year. I want to say
so. They took down Blue Bloods Indiana and Georgia Tech.
Oh.
Those two upset wins allowed Dick Terrence's squad to reach the Sweet 16, where they were put out by number one Temple.
Oh, okay.
Kenny Atkinson was one of Richmond's best players that year.
Temple with John Chaney probably coached him that day.
Probably.
Biting on a towel.
Yeah, that's Tarkanian. Gary Tarkanian.
2013.
Tarkanian?
Tarkanian.
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 Duquesne.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's Duquesne, 2013, Florida State. Florida Gulf Coast, excuse me, 2013. Yeah. That feels like it was not that long ago Florida Gulf Coast made this run, but they were the first ever 15 seed to make
The Waves?
Sweet 16.
Or something like that? The Waves?
No, they're the Eagles. They're the Eagles.
Are they the Eagles?
Yeah, they're the Eagles.
Okay.
Yeah, they shocked the Hoyas of Georgetown. I don't think Georgetown's ever recovered from that.
They shocked them?
They shocked them. 2006, George Mason is number two. That might be my number one. On this day, they were the 11th seed. They stunned top-seeded UConn. It was pretty incredible, the run they went on. But number one, biggest Cinderella of all time. Where you at, Sister Jean?
Yes, Loyola Chicago.
2018, Loyola of Chicago, the Ramblers. They were a delight to watch in their tournament. Porter Moser's young squad went on one of the best Cinderella runs of the modern era. They took home both the MVS regular season and tournament titles to get an automatic bid into the dance, and then the magic started.
They beat Tennessee, they beat Choppy. I remember Choppy just being completely despondent.
Yeah. They took down Miami on a last-second three-pointer. Then they followed up with Tennessee, Nevada, and K-State. And then they lost eventually to Michigan. But what an unbelievable run, and maybe Duquesne can go on that run this year. I'm following them very, very closely. That is the team of my heart. I love the Dukes of Duquesne.
Yeah, man, I don't blame you for that. It's not going to be a Long Beach as they went down by 20 earlier to Arizona. We'll take a look at the tournament a little bit later on, but hell of a
cover.
Job.
That was a cover
Who
right
you
there,
calling Pup 903? Why don't you read a damn book for once, bro?
Man, are they getting toxic with us?
Look it up, Pup. I mean, that's just disrespectful, dude. I'm not going to come and say anything rude or disrespectful to you like that.
Love y'all.
Just because you don't know it's Duquesne.
Yeah. You know, you can't know everything. That's something I've figured out in life. Not
sports genius.
Unless you're Will Chuck.
Yeah. That's right. At least with all the pronunciations of your major colleges here in America.
Man.
I mean, if this was a D3 school and someone was like from that region, they'd be like, hey, guys, I grew up there. It's actually this. We'd be like, fine.
Respect.
Yeah, we'll acquiesce.
Understood.
Yeah. But I think only to the 0.1%.
We all know a Duquesne when we see one.
That's right. It's Duquesne, says the 817. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. A lot of the guys on this text actually have had our back, but I think he said it most appropriately. How about a mixed bag, Wolchuk?
Hell yeah, let's do it. Will Wade, Dickie V, gifts from LeBron, Mike Tyson. We got a lot to get into here. That's next.
Thank you, Lucius. Football's finest coming up at 5. We got a shorty right here, Wolchuk. Take it away. A little mixed bag, huh?
Thank you so much.
Can you please try to not offend the Tolos here
gonna
this
try.
Segment?
I'm going to try. McNice State, they are going to embrace the villain role with savage T-shirts that are calling out all the Will Wade haters like Brian Broaddus.
No, I love him. I want him back.
Do you?
Yes.
Because you didn't tell me you wanted Will Wadey back.
No, they were good at basketball when he was at LSU. Will Wadey, what are you doing? I know what you're doing. Keep doing it. You're doing great.
It's too good, baby. Yeah, so this is pretty awesome. So, yeah, what did he do at LSU? For those that don't know,
he
did get fired at LSU.
He did. There were some things that the university did not like.
Many a violation, many NCAA.
Yeah, a lot of them.
But it wasn't like Hugh Freeze bad, where he was calling on the company phone.
No. I believe this dude, Will Wadey, had a lot more to do with illegal recruiting kind of deals.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Bill Wade was giving
and
money.
Bag money, yeah, stuff like that.
Okay. So they didn't mind what he was doing. They
no,
just didn't like
we were
that he
winning
got
games. Yeah. No, we were winning. We should have never let him go.
They call him Winning Wadey.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what he did this year at McNeese State. 30-3 is what they did. Now they're going to play Gonzaga here in the first round of the NCAA tournament. I can't hold a straight face with that one.
Gonzaga.
Okay, so this is cool though. When they go out, they're wearing shirts, and on the back of the shirt, it is quotes from all the articles from when Will Wade went ahead and got fired at LSU.
Yeah.
Pat Forty, years of corruption and enablement. Is it Ford?
Yeah.
Led to shameful and deserving end for Will Wade. Column, the greasy grifter Will Wade is finally gone in humiliating fashion.
This is, none of these are true.
Dick Vitale, disgraceful is one word I can think of in reading the comments by Will Wade. His statements on the wiretap, embarrassing, and brings a total humiliation to LSU. Suspension is in order now until LSU investigates the matter. Will Wade's not so smart thing from Mark Titus and Tate Frazier.
I think it's Titus. Like, your bits run its course now. Okay? Get the dang names right.
Glenn Gillenbu
said, Gilbo.
Wade sounds sinister in the scheme. Woodward comment, not exactly an endorsement. So all of these, the SEC cheaters like Will Wade, it's all going to be on his team's shirts as they go out there and take on Gonzaga later. So
we
I can't
miss you,
wait.
Sir. We
I
miss
can't
you.
Wait to watch this.
We miss playing winning basketball.
Go Zugs.
All right, Dickie V, whose actual last name is Dick Vital.
No, his first name is Dick. His last name is Vital.
I thought it was a whole name.
That's actually not.
I thought it was Richard Dick -8 Vital.
The double Dick situation, Richard Dick, then Vital?
Yeah.
I think you missed the boat on that one.
I think I could be totally wrong on that, and I love Dickie V, but no.
Glad to see you can admit when you're wrong.
Yeah,
show.
No, 100%. I'm one that I'm wrong about a lot of stuff, but Duquesne,
not
you guys
all.
Back the F up. But he did recover from cancer. This is not a joking matter.
No, he did.
84-year-old announced that he does hope to come back and broadcast some more games next year. So I'm really, really hopeful that we get to see Dickie V back on the mic next year. That's going to be really exciting.
Yeah, you know, just being an analyst in studio, being part of a game, being around college football. I mean, hell, if Lee Corso can still broadcast for ESPN, Dickie V can in my book.
817, this idiocy is why this show is the worst of the lineup. We'll tell it to everybody else listening, baby.
Thank you. Do we need to get T-shirts made with all the things that people said about
us? We should. We should just be the villains of the station.
Yeah. Like it would have to be a T-shirt.
Yeah,
it would have to be a gown to fit them all.
It would have to be a gown. We'll have dresses. All right, let's get back to the Duke Aneezys. So their basketball tournament gift, they got a lot of good stuff, and it's from the king himself, LeBron James, because their head coach, Keith Dambron, actually got to coach LeBron in high school. He was his high school coach. He's the man who made LeBron the king. So LeBron gifted them a new pair of basketball shoes to don for their game against BYU later today. And he wrote, best of luck, guys. Sending well wishes to the Dukies in Omaha. So I think that's pretty cool. Like, anytime you get to start your NCAA tournament, you're just getting new, fresh kicks from LeBron. I'm going to go out there and kick the Cougars' ass. And that's exactly what they did.
They did that.
As they advance.
As long as they're not the 2021s, I think you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Those were a little heavy.
Do they, because like for bowl season in college football, these guys always get like a cool gift bag deal. Do these guys get that for March Madness?
I've never heard that.
Cool swag bags?
I think you actually get a nice watch, though, for being in the tournament. I think they give you a watch.
Okay.
For being in it, yeah.
And I was going to ask you if you got a watch I can borrow, Broadus.
You do have a lot of really cool watches.
You need one?
Yeah.
You watchdog in his watches over there?
I didn't think you wore a watch.
I don't usually.
I admire them,
but the problem is the gauge of my watch is so big, it probably looked bad.
Okay, yeah.
But I'd love to help you, but
you wouldn't, you wouldn't know how to handle that.
But all my gauges of the watch are so big, you'd be like, and your wrist probably.
It would look weird.
It looked weird,
What are you trying to say? He's got skinny wrists?
I do.
He's lost a lot of weight.
You're looking lean as hell, and you did that pull-up.
Tell me when I'm starting to look sickly. Is that already passed?
When that happens, I'm going to make cinnamon rolls for you then.
No. There we go.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We'll get those for you. And I'll make sure that we get Operators Club to bring in that delicious dessert, the cinnamon roll sandwich they've got. We do need to get
that. Okay, tell me about that real quick, that sandwich that they do,
dude.
The one with the
but it's got the bread Zeppelin in it.
The bread Zeppelin, right?
Oh, the
bread
Zeppelin? Yeah.
So that was day one of Lent that he brought that in.
Yeah, I know. I felt really bad because it's like Gavin's looking at this like,
we do that again?
I'll try a little bit of the pasta.
I missed that.
Yeah, I can text him and ask him to bring it in. Yeah, you were on vacation that week.
Yeah.
But honestly, what we need to do is go over
there. Those sliders I heard are real good too, right?
Yeah, we should. Yeah, the Wagyu beef sliders are fantastic. We need to just go over there and eat because it's better when you get it there in the restaurant.
Gotcha.
Speaking of food, last thing, Costco. They're closing a major food court loophole that's going to be a pain in the butt. You used to just be able to go into Costco if you wanted to and order from the food court.
Oh.
Now.
You have to have the membership?
Costco is going to make you show the membership card if you want to get in there.
I'll be honest with you. I thought you had to show membership.
I did too.
I thought that's what the case.
But apparently.
Was it pizza and hot dogs that are really good?
Yeah, they've got the $1.50 hot dog deal. Yeah. They've got pizza. They've got that chicken bake that's also very, very popular. Mm. Looks like they've got some outstanding ice cream as well.
Oh, but people are trying to slide in on the exit saying, I'm just going to go eat.
Yeah, that's probably exactly what it is.
And usually so they don't have somebody watchdogging you there on the exit.
They're abusing it.
Yeah, they're just checking receipts.
I guess
which,
Costco,
by the way, they have doubled down on checking receipts.
They have,
and it's taking a lot longer now. Yeah. You will be in like a 20-cart backup to exit. As soon as you're through your line at Costco these days, you just enter another line to check out. Apparently, they've been suffering from losses, too.
Let me tell you what works, and I'm not promoting it, I guess, but here, Sam's, they've got a way where you could get on their app. You could get on their app, and you could check out all white your cart. You just check out everything in your cart, bag it, and you're gone. The receipt goes, you know, you pay off your credit card, and you don't have to even go in line.
I did that the last time I lived closer to a Sam's than a Costco.
Sam's not bad.
And I was like, dude, this is awesome. You're literally just going around scanning your stuff.
Yeah, your own stuff.
You hit pay and you walk out.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Mm. Final thing here. Tyron Smith, quote from John Machota on signing with the Jets.
Goodbye.
He said goodbye. Mm-hmm. This is definitely a huge change for me. Everybody knows how the business goes. Sometimes you got to leave. I just knew my main options were either going to Dallas or going out to the Jets. And as I mentioned earlier, he gave the quote of, for the way things were looking in Dallas, I knew it would most likely be the Jets. Was he surprised the Cowboys didn't make a stronger offer to keep him? No. After being in this game for a long time, I just know that this is the way the business goes. Sometimes you keep guys, sometimes you can't. Sometimes you got to move on. Not surprised at all. You just got to take it for the way it's worth. And you end up being where you need to be. He also said, if anybody bleeps with Walchuk on the Duquesne, he'll kick their ass.
There you go. The enforcer, Tyron Smith, onto the Jets. At least you don't have to worry about, well, I don't know, maybe they are going to be good. You know, you get Aaron Rodgers back.
They
He's
can
got
stay
new
healthy.
Weapons.
They've got talent.
Yeah, they
we'll
have a lot of age, a lot of injury concerns over there, but it's good to see Tyron continue his career. We wish him nothing but the best. Football's Finest is coming up next. Where are you taking us, Chief?
The Gold Zone and the NFL Loves Cakes next here in the Nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.